Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okie diddly.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What is going on? How was your week?
Are we excited for the weekend?
We surely are.
We've had a weekend of being inside.
Oh my God, we will have. Well, we haven't had it yet as of when we're, but hopefully we have some stories to tell next week.
Ooh.
I'm excited to get a bit of alcohol in the system.
Excited for some tequila.
You know what?
I want to try Kendall Jenner's tequila, which is available now in California.
Me too. Is it not available to ship worldwide?
It's not available shipping worldwide
That's
yet.
That's unfortunate.
But I saw, because I follow the 818, because I don't know why, I'm just obviously a big fan.
Right.
And like I saw on their story that like girls were trying it, because it's been on my TikTok and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And like, girls
are
have
people
literally,
trying it on TikTok?
Yeah, and oh, girls I'm have sure. been like, coming from like two girls who like, cannot do shots. They were like gagging at the smell. Mm. They literally did it and they were like, oh, they were like, that was pretty fun.
Oh, you're joking.
So I'm kind of want to try it.
Oh,
I want to see what it's like.
Or just, because tequila is tequila to me.
Right. Like, tequila's tequila.
But I remember this one time when I had this most incredible honey tequila and it literally tasted like a shot of honey.
Yeah.
So, but
because
I don't know if she's got...
We used to go to this bar in Knott's and they did like white tequila and it was literally like...
acid.
You would vomit straight away. It was disgusting.
I hate the white tequilas. They're the worst.
It has to be yellow.
It has to be yellow. But even then, I'm actually starting to feel a bit sick. I'm not joking. Like, just thinking of lime. Anything limey, I just associate with.
See, I don't do the salt or the lime. I can't. That makes it so much worse for me. The salt, oh my God.
No,
I just have to do the shot and that's it.
Absolutely fucking horrendous.
The lime doesn't help me at all, though.
Sophia, if you just do the shot and then you take the lime, it does soften It does.
Doesn't for me.
Because it's like...
Then it gives me all the lime. I hate it.
But it's like a chaser, isn't it? So like straight
right.
away, I think it like, it counterbalances the alcohol.
There is science behind it.
But the salt, I can't get behind that.
No, the salt is supposed to drown out the flavour of the tequila.
But it's like, I don't want a mouthful of salt.
No, it's disgusting.
It's going to make me gag even
makes
more.
Makes it worse.
Like, I can't... It literally makes it worse. I don't get it. Anyway.
So welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. It's time for some girl talk. And
question.
Let's just dive in this motherfucking episode. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
I accidentally posted this on my main story and
wow.
But I got a lot of votes there. But okay, the question was, so picture this. You've been on a first date with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, no, nah,
that
is not for me. Not for me, no can do. So you don't want to go on a second date. So are you ghosting? Easier, you know, don't have to deal with it. I'm just, okay, I'm never going to talk to you, see you again, goodbye, you know, whatever. Or are you going to give them a little explanation, be like, look, Brian, it's not really for me, you know, kind of thing. So what are your predictions? Interesting. I thought...
What are you doing, first and foremost?
I think, it's a first date, yeah, it's not that deep.
Mm.
I think I'd be like in between the two. I'm not going to ghost you.
I'm ghosting.
No, but like in terms of like never talking to you again. But like if you were like, oh, I'd love to do it again sometime, I might just be like, yeah, you know, I'll let you know. when I'm
be
free.
A bit vague.
Be a bit vague. And that almost gives the message. Do you not think? Because I don't want to be like, it's not that deep for me to be like, look, I don't really think you're for me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
What does the poll say?
Right. So the poll is 29% ghost.
Oh.
71% of you are just explaining. And wow. I appreciate that. I respect you guys.
I respect you guys for giving these people an explanation. I really do.
Me too. I think it's very generous and kind of you. I mean, yeah, I think if they were like, oh, what's going on? I might be like, look, bit awkward. I'd say something. But
let me read our first dilemma and then we can dive more into this.
Honestly, I don't think I'm not heartless enough to ghost like that. Because it's like, if it was me, I would not want you to just straight up ignore me after one day.
But you've been telling me to ghost people, so...
What do you mean? No, in what sense?
Excuse me.
In what... Yeah,
said to you,
Sophia,
should I reply? And you're like, no, fuck them, ghost them. You've only been on one date.
No, because they're being weird and intense to you. Weird and intense boys are being to Sophia. Weird and intense after one date. Too and I'm like, don't reply to that. It's a bit scary. It's scary.
Let me read this dilemma and then we can... expand. So, I've been in a relationship almost continuously since I was 18 and I'm now 26.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I broke up with my boyfriend last February.
Wow.
I was living over in Australia with him, but now I've moved back to the UK.
Oh, okay.
I'm just having the most single life you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So, a few weeks ago, my hot girl summer officially begun.
Wow.
When I went on my first date.
Wow, I'm so excited.
Since then, I've been a busy bee and I've gone on a few more dates with other guys.
Okay.
One of them I've seen more than once. But the others I'm not too fussed about seeing.
Right.
However, I'm having a real issue with telling them that I don't want to see them again.
Right.
I'm a chronic people pleaser and I'm finding it really difficult to let them down because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
I ended up ghosting the first guy because I knew he really was keen on me.
Right.
I didn't feel the same, but I didn't know how to say it. Not cool, I know. No, I'm not judging you, babe. I had a date last night with a guy who's already said he'd like to see me again. But again, I'm not necessarily feeling it. I know this is going to keep happening. So I need to get my shit together and be able to say that I don't want a second date. But how do I say it in a nice way?
Here's my thing. How do you actually communicate that? It's not that deep and you need to take out of the equation hurting their feelings.
I am off this stance, right? I am off the stance and I always have been, which I'm not that proud of and I don't think I recommend it. But for me, like, no response... Is a response.
Oh, absolutely. And people understand that, surely.
So I'm like, look, if you're messaging me saying, oh, like, I'd love to take you out, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Me not responding, that is my response. Like, you know, I've seen it. Of course I've seen it.
Right.
That is my response. And I kind of feel like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, if you've been speaking to someone for a while and then you finally went on a first date and it wasn't what you expected, there's a bit more to it. But if it's literally a guy, this is how I see it, right? If it's literally a guy... or a girl that you've met on a dating app, you've had a couple of conversations, you've arranged a date pretty quickly, you've gone on one date, you weren't feeling it. I think you're well within your rights to ghost.
Yeah.
We don't owe these people whole long explanation about, oh, well, you don't have to over-explain yourself. Like, it's not that
just
deep.
Right,
we're going
now,
on
I'm
a
really
date.
I'm really busy and overwhelmed with work and I just don't see you in my future.
No, the reality is, I went on that date, I didn't feel like we had, you know, much chemistry, so I'm not going again. Like, I don't feel like we have to over-explain ourselves.
For me, it's not rocket science. Say I went on a first date with someone, they were like, oh, you know, really keen to do this again. And I kind of, you know, maybe they said that in person.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like, because you don't want to do it in person. Yeah, in person, you're like, yeah, sure, you know, I'll let you know. So nice to meet
I'll let you know.
Yeah. And then say they followed up with a text and I was just kind of like, I'll let you know, exclamation mark.
That's it for me.
I'm not ignoring you, but I'm giving you a response that's like, I'm not leaving it open to like more conversation or like, yeah, how's tomorrow, Brian? You know, that's how I'd go about it.
Like, we don't want to fall into the habit. Like, a quick tip, I think, is like, the guys that you're going on dates with, don't get following them on Instagram before you've met them and don't get all intertwined.
Then it'll be like, why'd you unfollow me? Well, I don't want to know you anymore.
Like, let's not get too, like, intertwined in their lives before we've gone on these couple of dates.
At least meet them two times before you follow them on Instagram,
What I'm saying.
Seriously, because then it's like, right, I'm going to commit to this follow.
Learn from my mistakes.
Because the thing is, like, people notice when you unfollow.
And then why do you unfollow? It's like, oh,
you think
why
they
do
don't?
You think? Get the message. Like, I don't want to see you again. Like, understand that.
I know, you're making it more awkward anyway. But
so I'm not recommending ghosting, but I have done it, so I'm not going to say, like...
I know, but how would you feel judge. If you were on the receiving end of the ghost? Would you just be fine with it?
Well, again, because I feel like no response is a response. Right. So if someone didn't respond to me, I'd be like, there we go, there's my answer. Response. Like, I take that as a response.
Yeah.
So I think...
Yeah, because do you know what, actually? I'd rather you actually just ignored me than talked me out of pity.
Right.
Because that is actually worse.
And be like, oh, like, I know you like me, but I don't really think you know I like you. Worse? Like, I found that a bit patronizing.
You know when you're getting like half-assed responses, you know, right. You can tell someone's just like not interested.
Exactly.
That's actually worse.
And kind of like, you know, weaning that's out the conversation. Emotional like, yeah, maybe, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. Like,
yeah, fuck off. Like, if you want to see me.
Because I don't want someone to do that to me. I'd rather you ghost me than string me on for like 3 more days. Like, yeah, I'll let you know.
Right. So, all right. That's our answer to that, I suppose.
Or I think you just probably do the right thing.
Which is
just you keep it short and sweet.
Wait, how do you say it?
Like, to say, hey, like, thanks for last night. Like, maybe even before maybe just the following morning, you can just be like, hey, like, I had such a good time last night. Like, thanks so much.
For last night.
Like, just going to say it off the bat. Like, I don't really see a second date for us, but I really enjoyed our night anyway.
Thank you so much.
Like, thanks so much for a good time.
Hopefully we run into each other sometime in the future.
Take care. Like, might see you out, you know, out and about at some point.
Yeah, that's quite nice. Look, I don't see a second date in our future. That's actually
I don't see a second date for us.
Do you know what? This is what you said.
Maybe we should say that from now on.
Maybe, do you know, that's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Because then it's clear. He's like, oh, I appreciate that. No worries. Thank you for letting me know. And he's just going to move on to his next gal.
Exactly.
It's not that deep,
and
is
if
it?
You do then see them out and about, it's not awkward. It's not like bad vibes because you've kept it on a good note.
Or they get nasty after that message and they unfollow you and they're like,
meh, yeah, meh. But then so be it. Do you know what I mean?
And then it's like, God, well, there's the reason I don't want to go on that fucking second date with you, you freak. Just keep on moving through the beat. Prom dilemma. Wow.
Prom season is approaching. Aww.
I miss when like the only thing, like big good thing in your life was going to be prom on the horizon, but our prom was shit.
We had two fucking shit proms.
I swear. The second one was utter shite.
It was so shit.
It was actually horrible.
It was so horrible. We were sat there and we were like, get me the fuck out of here.
I was like, get me out of here. Yeah, Why the fuck am I sat here?
We were like, why are we putting ourselves through it? Let's fucking go.
We're out in the fucking middle of nowhere in the countryside in some sort of castle.
It was horrible.
Hi, girls.
But excited for any of you guys going to prom.
Prom is great. Prom is fantastic. Okay. Hi, girls. I've never written an email in, but I am genuinely so stuck on what I should do regarding my prom. When prom was announced and everyone started talking about what they wanted to wear, I immediately thought that I wanted to wear a jumpsuit and make it look so elegant and just bad bitch vibes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember these discussions myself.
Yeah, same.
I wore a pair of culottes. Year 12 prom.
Looked fantastic though.
They were a fucking expensive pair of culottes, I swear. I don't know how Angie forked out the money for those. They were from Salone, London.
Oh my God.
They were fucking a spenny. But then it was a Zara bodysuit, so it balanced it out. But we both had those huge high heels on. That
fucking coppers. We couldn't fucking walk. These Steve Madden, like,
huge
massive.
Fucking... Does anyone remember back in the day, those Pinterest pictures?
Oh, my God.
Tumblr pictures that would go viral and everyone had on these nude. Chunky Steve Madden heels. Oh, my
they
God.
They were so fucking high. And we bought them, didn't we?
But we were so obsessed with them. I was like, I need these. We had to get them from America and all sorts. You know when back in the day when, like, online
shopping was just not
it. No, we had to wait fucking... And then I got them. Jesus Christ, we cannot walk in these shoes.
I actually don't know how we did that. You know, like I really don't.
Like, honestly, I can't. They were like platform and a huge heel.
I couldn't walk in them now. I don't know how. Cobbly streets.
I can
like
only
a right
wear fucking tiny little heels these days.
How embarrassing.
So she's saying she wants to wear a jumpsuit, make it look elegant, bad bitch vibes, you know. Yeah. Anyway, there was this group chat made with some of the girls. Oh my God, I hate these group chats about these outfits, about prom.
What colour is everyone wearing? I'm going to wear red, so no one else wear red.
I'm wearing blue. Turquoise. I want to do baby blue. Oh, I was going to do baby blue too. Oh my God, I remember these two girls. They had on the same dress.
Oh my God, they hated each other as well.
The same Ted Baker dress. Oh my God, it was It was literally this Ted Baker dress. The evil eyes that were giving each other.
But I was like, girls, it was own like, it. Like, if yeah. that was me, I'd be like, oh my God, twinning pics. Like, I think it's really cute, but they just hated it.
They hated it because they hated each other. And we were just like, oh my God. We were like, oh my God. Helen's coming in really the same awkward. Dress as Susan. Oh my God. And they just fucking gave each other dirty looks the whole night. I was like, what is going on here? Isn't it? Embrace it.
I think it's cute.
It's like in the Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah. Sex and the City. No, Sex and the City, the same sorry. Dress as Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. And they're like, woo.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Okay. Anyway, there was this group chat made with some of the other girls in my year, and we're all sharing ideas about what we're going to wear. So I mentioned that I wanted to do this jumpsuit. And I got some... I hate this shit. I got some really patronizing comments about it, which actually eventually turned me off the idea. It was comments like, are you sure? Or do you want to wear a dress? That were being said. Do you want to fuck off? Susan, keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I'm wearing a jumpsuit. I'm going to look better than you anyway. Right. Are you sure? Wait.
Don't you want to be in a dress? Don't you want to be... prom?
Are you sure? I did look for dresses and I tried a couple on, which were really gorgeous, but it just wasn't it. What I wanted to do, because I have a heart set on a different idea.
Right.
Since then, I saw a TikTok of a girl and she was wearing this really gorgeous suit with like a wide leg bottom and a lace bodysuit. Wow.
I
support this.
I remember year 11, both of my proms, I heavily considered doing like a Kourtney Kardashian sexy suit moment.
Sexy suit.
And looking back, I wish I'd done it. I thought Classics. About that hard. I was so close to doing that on both of mine.
Wow. So we've got a wide leg bottom here with a lace bodysuit. When I saw it, I was just like, can I can. I can do anything. But I absolutely loved it. The question is that now I know what I wanted to do, but I will... Excuse me.
You can't fucking read. No,
I'm sorry. I think the question is that now I know what I want to do, but will I be the only one doing it? And the worst possible thing will be that people are going to really love... lovely to my face, but I don't know what they're going to be like thinking it. Sorry. It's not
she's
me.
Saying, so she's saying, she wants to do the jumpsuit or trouser situation, but obviously majority of the girls are going to be in a dress, if not all of them.
Right.
So she's thinking, will people be nasty behind my back if they say they like it to my face?
She's thinking people are going to be judging her behind the back, chatting about, do you know what? They can fuck off. They can all fucking
Chintia wore trousers.
I wore my culottes.
Yeah.
They were sick.
Culottes and a bodysuit.
Yeah,
solid look
I
that
did.
Was.
They were like these 3/4 super wide, like they had pockets.
Yeah.
Big fat white pockets. And I did this like, mine was almost lacy crochet bodysuit.
It was, it was
and
really nice.
And this was
nice.
Years ago. And do you know what? I actually still look back and think that was actually a decent outfit for an 18-year-old girl.
I feel like advice when it comes to prom, and me and Chintzy always say this, is just do whatever you want and keep it pretty simple. Mm. Because that's what we did. Like for our
keep
year 11
classic.
Prom, we both wore black dresses, which is kind of depressing looking back. But they were black.
I look back, I support that dress.
I support my dress as well. They were really simple lines, just like very simple dresses.
Yeah.
And yeah, we always said like, I want to look back when I'm 40 and think, good choice. And I'm still looking back now and thinking, good choice.
Sophia had like a strapless black, you know, to the ground.
Yeah.
Mine was just a little V-neck, skinny straps, low back, simple.
And then year 13 prom, mine was like a white dress, quite a plunge.
Yeah, it was looks. So we again coordinated.
I went white. Chintzy had the white culottes and the bodysuit.
Yeah, honestly, I support these decisions.
But if I was going to prom today, I'd 1000% do like even like a green suit.
Wow.
Like a Hailey Bieber moment, like an oversized suit and like a sexy bodysuit or something like that.
You know,
very Kourtney Kardashian, like masculine vibe.
Just white trousers, white blazer, really good quality structures. You can get some great ones on ASOS. Like I just bought an incredible like men's blazer off ASOS and like some men's trousers.
Yeah.
Like pop on a pair of heels and like
a slick
pony. Jesus Christ.
Power suit.
Honestly, do whatever you want. I fully support the suit or the jumpsuit situation.
Support the jumpsuit.
They're only chatting about you because you're doing something out of the box and they're kind of a bit jealous. They're thinking, oh my God, is Susan going to look a bit better than us?
Is Susan going to get best dressed?
That's why. Mm. So
I think bottom line,
don't let them chat shit like that to
wear
you.
Wear whatever you're going to feel comfortable in, because when you are like, I'm thinking year 11 prom, you've never seen yourself in that type of dress before.
You've never.
And I remember being like, everything looks so fucking weird on me because you don't
wear
these.
That shit.
You've never worn it.
No.
So I totally understand like feeling more comfortable in a jumpsuit.
Me too.
Or something. Like honestly, if that's what you want to wear it.
Please.
I would have. Chintzia did.
Please.
Like,
no, honestly, fully support.
Fully, you have our full support with that decision.
like we said, whenever people have got something to say, they're just a bit, they're a bit jealous. They're trying to bring you down because you're doing something different.
As long as you feel comfortable in it, that is all that matters.
Me too, 100%.
So if you feel comfortable 100%. Wearing joggers and a hoodie, wear joggers and a hoodie.
Fucking hell, I fucking would have. I would have worn a big oversized crew neck and knee-high boots. Let's suck on that, Susan. Look at me.
Suck on that.
I'm in a hoodie, Susan. You're in a fucking orange dress. Look at you. Look at me.
Oh, no. Good times.
Yeah, do the suit. Babe, I support you.
Do the suit.
Even a bit of, you know, bit of tits out. Could you do a bit of a plunge tit moment? Tape. Bit of tit tape. Oh,
yeah.
Love that. I just bought this like fuchsia pink suit from Zara suit set.
Me too.
You're joking.
We've definitely done the same Zara order.
Sophia just wants to be me at this point.
I was at Chintzy's last night and she put this jumpsuit on. She's like, look at this new thing I got from Zara. I was like, oh, I've got that from Zara as well. I may as well just send all my shit back.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, this is interesting. Is my housemate slut-shaming me?
Oh, God.
Hi, girls.
God, one thing after another.
It's not what you expect.
Oh, okay.
So, just thought I'd email in for a little bit of help. Since the lockdown has been eased, I've been enjoying my hot girl summer maybe a bit too much. Also, I've been going on dates, having fun,
lovely.
And meeting new people.
Look at that.
However, my housemate does not appreciate this at all.
Oh, Susan.
So, this is a boy housemate. He always judges me for it and makes him... it makes him feel very uncomfortable.
Get a grip. It's my life.
I know. On Friday, we got drunk and someone booty called me. So off I went.
Lovely.
On my way to have some fun.
off I went, skipping along. Goodbye, Brian. I'm off.
Bags packed.
Showers hopped on.
However, the next day when I... Birth control secured. However, the next day when I got home, this was like the last straw for him.
Oh my God. I'm not hurting you. It's not like I'm doing it in your bed.
He packed his bags and moved.
Oh, fuck off. It's actually a joke.
I think he's in love with you, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I think it's his jealousy.
He can't take it. Yeah. He packed his bags and moved back to his parents. Bloody drastic. I know. This has made me feel quite anxious and sad and has made me second and guess myself about whether what I'm doing is wrong.
I know
this could be quite irrational, but it's the first time I've ever been like this, and he makes me feel like I'm going off the fucking rails and being reckless. Advice would be appreciated.
Honest to God, I think he's in love with you.
So do I.
Because, I'm sorry, all you did was leave at like midnight to go to sleep at some boy's house.
Right.
That is not affecting his life.
At all.
If anything, it's nice because he's going to have the house to himself.
Right.
Like,
fair enough, right? Fair enough if you were bringing different guys back or just
to
guys
his space,
back. To his space, you know, all the time.
Right. I didn't
and
accept.
He's waking up and there's guys there.
Right.
Or, you know, he's here. He can hear you guys from his room. Like,
right.
I get it. Like, that's uncomfortable. You don't want to be around. This type of vibes. Like, I understand that completely. But I think the fact that you're going out...
Right. I don't know. I don't get why so dramatic, Brian. With the
why
bags
you
packing, moving
unpack
back.
Unpack your fucking bags
and
sit down.
I come back here, you freak. Let's talk about this. Like, also, don't let him think you're going off the rails at all. You're just having fun. You're being safe.
Mm.
You know, as long as you're being safe and you're having fun, that's fine. A booty call is a booty call. It's not that fucking deep. I don't know why. Honest to God, I think he's got feelings for you.
So do I.
Like, I'm not, that's not normal behavior.
No.
Like, he should just be giggling and laughing with you, but, oh, I'm happy, glad
you're having,
like, how was it? Want to talk about it. Glad you're having a fun time. Like, does he not want to, you know, be having fun on his own with other girls, with other people? I don't know.
Right.
Honest to God, he's in love with you. And
maybe have a conversation and,
like, Ryan, do you fucking love me or some shit? What's
let
the problem?
Him air his, you know, feelings.
Yeah. Like, maybe actually say, try and, like, get some honesty out of him.
He might want to get something off his chest.
Yeah,
and, you know, if there have been times where, like, you've been bringing people back, like, you know, quite regularly, then maybe, yeah, think, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. You know, this is his space as well.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not, sometimes it's not nice to have these different people around from his perspective.
But so maybe, talk to him. Just talk to him, because this is a part of living together. You know, you're going to have to talk about... Communication is key.
Compromise.
Instead of just, like, sweeping it under the rug and him fucking being at his parents' house. Like, get him back. See, like, I really want to talk to you. Let's work this out. But, like, look, this is what I'm doing right now. I don't want you to change, you know, your hot girl summer shit, you know, you having fun, whatever. But he needs to come to a understanding that, no, I'm not going off the rails. I'm just having a bit of fun. I'm being safe. You know, I'm a
maybe
single girl.
Maybe just go like, oh, like, you know, I appreciate your concern. Like, I'm a bit confused as to why you left. Like, if is it making you uncomfortable? You know,
please
why
talk to me.
Is it making you uncomfortable? Like, you know,
you
obviously,
love me,
like,
Brian or something like that.
Maybe try and have a. Maybe this is time for an open conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
I think
something's not right there.
That's not normal for him, for you to... You were gone all night and then he comes back and he's packing his... Maybe he, like, does he just want to hang out with you more? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's
maybe.
He's not seen you much. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's missing you a bit. Right, maybe this was his, like, well, now she'll realise,
yeah, maybe,
like, when I leave,
yeah, maybe
she'll realise.
He just wanted to, like, watch a film last night, but you fucked off, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it just hit him in his feelings a little bit. But,
yeah, maybe he's got a bit hurt.
But, yeah,
maybe it was the last straw for him. Maybe he thought, oh, fucking hell, you had someone around two nights ago that I could hear you all fucking night.
Right.
Like, because that's not nice.
Right.
So let him, you know,
talk
give
to
him a space where he can get his feelings out.
Send him a message, be like, I appreciate you want some space right now, but I'd love for you to come back whenever you're ready. I'd love to talk about this.
Yeah.
Really want to make amends with you, Brian.
Yes.
I love you so much as a friend.
Yeah.
You know? So,
as a
that
friend.
Was brilliant. As a friend.
That was fantastic.
And he's like, well, I love you more than a friend. And you're like, gosh, Brian, we can't do this, honey. Not right now. Right.
But yeah, it's not nice for him to be, to feel like you're being judged.
I know. I don't know. I think you need to air that as well. But like, look, I feel like you're judging me. So you be honest from your end, how you're feeling, because that's how you're feeling. And he'll be honest from his end, and you can have a
before
good,
this build, because at the end of the day, like, we're only in May.
Right.
So I don't want this to be like a fucking tornado by the time we get to August. So let's address it now before, you know, summer really gets in full swing. Because I feel like this is very mendable at this point.
Me too. I think
but in a few more weeks, it might just get worse. So let's just stitch it up now before it gets bigger.
It's been a bit of a change for him. He's not used to it. Maybe
right.
if you weren't like this before and now you're being like this, I can see why he's in a bit of turmoil, thinking going off the rails kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you're not. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Just keep on moving
through the okay, next dilemma.
I mean, this sounds like a nightmare.
Our housemate's girlfriend has fully moved in.
Lord.
God.
Isn't that illegal? Don't you need to talk to the landlord or something?
I think potentially it could be an illegal situation on our hands here.
I think you contact the landlord and report her.
So, I'm in a student house. There are three of us girls and three guys. All great pals, get on really well.
Lovely.
Love living with them.
So there's
that's
six
a
of
lovely
you in
situation.
Total.
I love that.
Lovely.
So my housemate, let's call him John, has
Ooh,
been going
John.
Out with his girlfriend since Christmas last year. And we get on well with his girlfriend quite well when we go out with her.
Lovely.
We'll call her Jenny.
Jenny.
John
nice.
And Jenny. Lovely.
How sweet.
Since January, however, she's fallen out with her friendship group with who she lives with.
Right.
And she's began staying at ours way more than normal.
Right.
Which we completely understand and supported.
Okay.
Now we plan... Now we plan to a couple of weeks later.
Right.
And she's fully moved in to our house. All
right.
her belongings are in our house.
Right.
Without John or Jenny ever speaking to any of this about the rest of the housemates.
You're right. That's not cool.
Despite being slightly shocked, we continue to be supportive to Jenny about this, as it seems she still hadn't made up with her housemates
right.
and her friends.
She was in a tricky situation.
A time of need.
Okay.
So we're now in May. It's exam central and Jenny is still living full time in the house.
Jesus Christ.
Recently, John has gone back to his family home from Thursdays to Sundays, but Jenny doesn't go with him continues to stay in our house, even when he's not there. When John isn't here, myself and the girls in my house feel obligated to invite her out with our, on our evenings with our friendship group, as we don't leave her there by herself.
Yeah.
However, on these nights, we begin to see how different we are to her. Right. And I've began to feel quite overwhelmed by her presence.
Right.
She's coming across as quite nosy, intrusive, ooh, just not really meshing with the rest of the group.
Right, okay.
With exam stress on top of this, myself and the house girls are getting quite anxious with her in the house and don't really know what to say to John or Jenny about it.
Right.
Can we ask Jenny to move out? We don't want to appear bitchy, as John and Jenny are a strong couple.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can deal with her in the house anymore. And there's a clear clash of personalities between ourselves and Jenny.
Listen,
any help would be much appreciated.
I think it's totally reasonable for you to sit John and Jenny down and be like, look, just explain exactly what you've just explained to us.
Mm.
Say in the beginning, you know, we loved having you here. So happy for John.
It was a time of need. We thought it was a temporary thing.
Also, yeah, so happy for John that he's got you. We loved having you around. It was great. Now,
it feels like this is more permanent.
Say, it feels like it was more permanent. There was no real discussion with us. You know, this is our space. We're paying for this. Jenny, you know, with all peace and love, you're not.
You're not.
Paying for that. You're using our water, our gas, our electricity.
Right. Our food.
Our space, our sofa, our food.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't have a discussion or anything. And just say exactly that. Say, we're feeling quite overwhelmed by your presence. I just feel like, if possible, could you maybe move out, go back to live where you're meant to be living? I imagine she's still paying rent for that place. Mm. You know, I think that's reasonable. It's your home. Okay.
Maybe, do you think that she should just, the housemates should just talk to John?
Maybe John first.
And let John pass on the information to Jenny.
I mean, maybe, but then Jenny might appreciate it coming from you.
But is that a bit embarrassing for Jenny if she had like six people sat there like, we want you to leave?
Yeah, maybe talk to John first, but like, look, John, like...
explain it to John.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, like, this is your home. This is your space.
Mm.
And anything that's making you feel uncomfortable in your own home
needs to be
addressed.
You should have a right to speak about.
Especially exam season.
Because at the end of the day, like, you all agreed as housemates to live with each other.
Right, you didn't agree to live with Jenny.
No, Jenny wasn't in the agreement.
No.
And the fact even that you said, like, she kind of just moved in and John didn't say, like, guys, is it okay if Jenny moves in? Like, it kind of just happened.
Because there's some fair enough girlfriends or boyfriends staying around, you know, two nights a week,
enough.
You know, see them in the morning sometimes.
John's not there for half the week and
it's
Jenny
weird.
Is still there.
It's
like, right. So you're just...
Here now.
Here.
It's weird. I don't like it. We'd feel the same. I'd be like, this is my home.
I think... Talk to John first and be like, look, the most important thing to relay is that we like Jenny. We're really happy for you that you've got Jenny.
We love Jenny.
You know, when she first moved in, it was fine. It was temporary.
Jenny.
But, you know, it's been like a few months now and she's obviously still here, even when you're not here.
Just say it from a lot of love.
And be like, look, we are clashing a bit with her. You know, at the end of the day, we didn't sign up to live with,
absolutely.
Up to live with you, not you and Jenny.
Then, listen, seriously, if it starts to get nasty or if John is not listening to you or if Jenny's not listening, go to your fucking landlord and they will get Jenny kicked out. I'm not joking. Be like, look.
Seriously.
Because honestly, you go, hi, landlord. One of the guys, his girlfriend's fully moved in. All her shit's here. We're really uncomfortable with it. I know she's not paying rent. And they will get her out. But no, I'm sorry. It's your home. But if you've got to go down that route, go down the nice route. If not, go down the landlord
route. I
would
hope that John respects his wishes.
Me too, and I think he will, but I'm just giving you some advice just in case.
Yeah. The only problem is I can see John being like, but where's she supposed to go? She's fell out with her friends, blah, blah, blah.
Right, well...
But with all due respect, that's not your problem.
We're not kicking her out onto the streets, John.
That's not your problem either.
It's not your problem. She needs to figure that out for herself. She can't just move into your home at the end of the day, especially when John's not here. Fair enough if it was 2 days a week when John's here, whatever, I don't know.
Like, John could move back in with Jenny and her friends.
Yeah, why can't John go live there and keep Jenny company? Or, you know, be there a few nights a week.
Mm.
Be nice to get John out of the house,
or at least if Jenny could go back to her place whilst John isn't there.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's options there.
And there's a discussion that needs to be had.
But you're well within your rights to
100%.
Feel like that.
Don't feel bad for Jenny. You know, she's a big girl. She knows what she's doing as well.
Yeah,
like,
she's being cheeky.
If I was Jenny, I'd feel so cheeky and bad. And like, I'd want to...
You'd be imposing.
You know, I'd feel, you'd feel like you're imposing all the time. Yeah.
Yikes.
So she'll understand. If not, go down the landlord route.
Get the landlords involved.
Seriously,
I'd like to put an anonymous tip.
I've got an anonymous tip that there's a lady called Jenny living at the house, but girlfriend of John. Anonymous tip. Oh. Last time dilemma, and then we'll let you go for the daylight late, guys.
And we'll be out your hair.
Last, you know when like teacher would be like, last 10 minutes, then we'll let you go. It's like, you're like, fuck me, just let us go already. I'm so sick of this. Right.
So sick of this shit.
Right. So this is future job / career, question mark. So basically, I've just been told that I've lost my job.
Have you been made redundant due to
budget cuts? It's upsetting as it was my first well-paid and part-time job, but it wasn't my planned career / what I wanted to do. Not all is lost. I'm 19. Stop. Sophia literally taking the piss out the way I talk all the time. It's pissing me off. She's not a supportive friend anymore. I'm just trying to get my words out.
She just can't get her words out.
Honestly, sometimes reading is quite overwhelming for me. Thank God, was I taught how to read properly? I don't even know. Not all is lost. Great. I am 19 and have just done an art foundation year. Oh, wow. I was going to do an art foundation year. We're twins. Like a trial uni year. Yeah, so you do an art foundation year to get yourselves into like an art
space
degree thing. It's like all arty focused. Very fun. But due to COVID, it hasn't provided me with a good idea of what it will be like. Yeah, okay. Mm. So I'm not sure what to do next. I want to do something creative, like graphic design, but I also love lots of areas, like photography and film also. Basically, I do not know either to go to uni or start my career, not from a degree level, as I would prefer not to go, but I do not know how to get into the design world without that level of experience.
Right.
I have a very supportive family, plus a boyfriend who is willing to do whatever he can do to help.
Aww,
any advice would be greatly appreciated. Right. First things first, you can do anything without a degree. You can also do anything with a degree. Apart from being a doctor. You can't be a scientist or a doctor.
That was just false
information. You can't be an astronaut.
You can do anything you want without a degree. You can't be a dentist, a doctor.
Yeah, right. But that's specialist.
You can't be a vet.
But that's specialist training.
I don't know.
You might be able to train to be a vet.
You can't be like an accountant without one, can you?
No.
A lawyer.
No, but you can get, listen, for accountancy, you can get like internship. No, not internships. What is the other word for that thing? What's the other word?
For one thing.
Apprenticeship.
Yes.
Is that it? You could get an apprenticeship at an accountant.
No, what you're trying to say is uni is not the only way to successful career.
Especially in like design
the
space.
Art field,
For sure. Writing, you know,
creatives.
All of that. Creative. You do not need a degree. Like you can just build your portfolio from scratch, do it all on your own, get a little job somewhere, start internshipping, get your name out there, then just work your way through the ladder, or just start working on your own time.
A good tip is when it comes to like careers and figuring that shit out.
Hit us with it.
It's honestly trial and error. Mm. And I feel like sometimes when you're like applying for jobs or looking at jobs, we can all be like, be quite picky and be like, oh, but that's not really what I want to do, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
because
blah, blah.
It might not seem what you want to do like in the end.
Right.
In the end run.
But sometimes it's about just like getting the ball rolling, getting your foot in the door anywhere. Like getting in that routine of getting up for work and getting on with that shit and getting your salary in and just getting experience in any field.
But meeting people and talking to people.
Because I remember when I used to work at Jack Wills and I was like, didn't know what I wanted to do. I would ask people like, so what does your brother do? Like, what does your sister do? And then they'd be like, oh, well, my friend does this and I had a friend who did this. And like, you learn about jobs which you never even knew existed.
And especially if you're, you know, working somewhere or internshipping somewhere, you're all going to be like-minded people who are working in the same line of work. You know, you're all going to be able to share tips and job openings and, you know, just how you can work your way through the ladder and get you where you want to be, or different kind of jobs going on,
something you might want to try out. Just start anywhere. Like, just try
even
anything.
Even if it's an assistant, an internship, you know, unpaid work. I know it sounds shit.
You might surprise yourself and you might actually fall into something amazing by accident.
Right. Sometimes it's just about like coincidences. It's like, God, thank God this happened, you know? It's just like everything happens for a reason. I believe I know it probably doesn't seem it right now, but you'll probably look back and be like, losing my job at that time was a real turning point in my life. It forced me to, you know, do something and pursue my design career. Look, if uni's not for you, uni's not for you. You could try it out for a year, you could leave. I don't know.
If you're saying that you don't want to go, then don't go.
Maybe
you're going to get in a lot of debt for no reason.
Of trying to get your foot in the door and trying it out. out. I give yourself a bit more time. Like, it's been a weird year with COVID. No one's really been able to write off. Yeah, no one's been able to progress really. It's been weird educational wise and work wise. Like, no one's been at work kind of thing. And
I think trial and error is honestly the main thing. Like, I remember even at my old job, we had this one of my friends left and we had a whole leaving party for him. He left. He went on to this new job. Aww. He literally had the new job for 4 days and was like, fuck this, and came back.
Yeah.
But at least he tried it.
At least like, he tried. That's the
trying
thing.
Trying something new.
Now,
and then
you know, okay, that's not for me. Right. I'm not going to try that again.
So sometimes just dipping your toe in different areas you'll get a better understanding of what the working world is like and what you gravitate towards and what you hate. And don't go out there thinking like, I need to find the
perfect job and the best job to suit me.
Like, just find anything and then go from there, I think.
For sure. And then honestly, the people you meet and the experience you'll gain will be invaluable in it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's about who you know and not what you know, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
So if you can meet the right people, who knows?
Get in a good little circle.
Absolutely. Right, let's end on a quote, bitch.
Right, guys.
Gosh, that was lovely, hey?
Everyone has a good weekend. What's everyone going to wear at the weekend?
Ooh, I'm thinking sexy, sexy, sexy.
We're thinking dresses now. Fuck the jackets. The jackets are gone.
Fuck the jackets. It's jacket warm. Is going to be like in my arm, like just in case.
Oh my God, slung over the shoulders, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe at the end of the night, but no jackets needed.
Yeah, baby. It's actually hot though. Like, it's actually hot though.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Oh my God, quickly, wait, I had something to tell you guys on the podcast. I saw this TikTok last night and I feel like we guys need to do it.
Okay.
And it was like best friends made a joint Tinder profile.
It was like
Ella and Molly and it was like looking for double dates.
You're joking.
And I was like, oh my God, that is genius.
You're joking.
So
that's incredible.
You make a profile with your bestie. There's pictures of you both on there. It's like, I'm Ella, I'm Molly. And it's like then you match with like guys.
Jesus.
So it's like, if you want to go on double dates, you get a joint profile.
Like, oh, I've got a mate for Molly.
Yeah.
I fancy
and your
you,
little
but...
bio is like double date, looking for double dates, like fun and double dates.
That's actually really cute.
And they had a really good time on the date. They did like a whole TikTok of it and they were like, oh my God, we love it.
That's really cute. I hope that works out.
Right. So guys, I feel like we need to do that.
Love that. Right. Quote.
Oh, Chintzy's got a quote.
This is kind of relates to what we've just spoke about. Just focus on completing the step in front of you.
Not the whole staircase.
The rest of the... No, babe.
The rest of the path will fall into place.
Well done. Look at that. She's incredible. Round of applause.
I am such a quote queen. It's not
even
It
is
even
true, though.
Joke.
Just take it day by day. Don't stress about, oh, but in a year's time, I need to be doing this. No.
It's like, no, what am I doing today?
And what am I going to do tomorrow? And that's all you've got to think about, truly. I think that is actually really good for managing stress and anxieties as well.
The first task, not the whole list.
The feeling of being overwhelmed is disgusting. Mm. So it's just kind of taking it day by day, task by task.
Checking one thing off at a time.
Right, slowly but surely.
God, my Ring doorbell's going again. Here we go.
Jesus, right on that note.
On that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're back next week with a boy talk. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Indeed. And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. It's fantastic. It looks gorge.
We love you so much. Have a good week, guys. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.